And if that is the case, I would not see the reason and need for us to go through another strike plan again here. All we have to do is to adopt the document because it has been compiled as a result of the days we spent that side.
And also, I was going to present it. I'm presenting it. Never mind about the preamble. Or I can't say that. I wanted to say something, Malad, Honorable Malad. We have seen that the way that I was going to present it is by reading this first page, which is number 2. Because of time frames, we are reading that as I'm sitting here, I'm tabling this report of the strategy plan that was held in Franschhoek for 2 full days, and I'm tabling it in front of you. Pardon me not to reach all what I've planned with my Ongo researcher one more so you know. I wish that I was knowing the name of Xhosa word of content advice. So I'm saying that I'm tabling this report today of the threat plan. I've seen the hand from Honorable the Whip. After the Honorable Mabega was saying that, he said he is giving me a go ahead to table it. I'm tabling it officially.
No, Chair. That's true. I mean, it's basically broad areas that we are emphasizing in terms of the oversight work that we'll be doing. It's just that we have tabulated them, focusing South Africa, public participation, South African Institute for Drug Fees, SRSA. I wanted to suggest to the committee that we adopt this strategic plan for the committee with the proviso is that I know that somehow the DA was not there and the EFF was not there, but we need to have a program as the committee, and it is quite clear that there are timelines that we need to meet. Given that we are from there, we need to continue with another work that we adopt, and then because a plan, I mean, it can't be taken as a stone. I mean, if there are key things that from our honorable colleagues feel that maybe are clearing, we can always see how do we ensure that we accommodate those few things that they might be clearing from their side. But from where I'm sitting, I think in terms of the key thrusts that we are supposed to do, this thing cover. So with that proviso, maybe we can move forward to ensure that we do have a plan. Otherwise, we'll end up not having time, because if you can see the way we've been building since this fifth parliament, always we are under pressure. So my take is that let's agree to adopt and then open that for you, that those few, you might be having areas that we did not get the benefit of your presence, and then see how do we accommodate that.
Honourable members, the document in front of us of the strat plan, it is a true reflection of what we discussed in the strat plan, and is aligned on what we have discussed in B333, and I'm saying this is the document in front of us. Honourable Malika said, let's adopt it. Honourable with the lengthy statement he's seconding, and no, if we are a politician, we are paid because you must talk. You won't get salary if you just rather. I'm supporting Honourable Malika. So I've seen the hand from Honourable Malazi.
Thanks, sir. I just wanted to get the clarity from the chairperson to make sure that I capture what he was saying, and in terms of how we're going to do that, because obviously we also don't want to stall this process. There was no intention to do so, even in the beginning. But should that input exist, which it will most probably do, how would then the submission be? Would it be written? How do you suggest it's going to be captured or submitted?
I don't know which submission. I've heard Honourable saying that those who are not in the strat plan, they must submit. So it's submission. We don't want submission. We want to interact. When we are doing a strat plan, that's why you had 2 days. It's submissions. They will need that. You must open. Once if there was time, we don't have any problem to open. He's saying that 10 days long ago passed on. So I'll put it to you, Honourable Members, because that's why I was saying that to say I'm supporting is not just easy. We, as politicians, we'll talk whatever. But, Debo, we are hearing that Honourable Malazi, because they were not in the strat plan, is saying that he want to submit. And I don't know when, Okokuba, when do you want? Listen to me. You'll correct me after I finish. I'm still on the floor. You'll see if they want to give us a submission. That when are we going to interact with the submission, which I'm not against, but the problem we spoke about time frames. So I want you to reflect on the time frames in order that we must take any submission which are late submissions. So I want that he must reflect on that.
Thank you very much, Chair. You'd recall that before we went to the strat plan, we issued a draft strat plan document, which was expected to be deliberated upon at that session, and where inputs would have been made. Since inputs have been made, we've infused the inputs, but also and then brought about this document. But also within the document, you'll recall we closed with a statement that says we have to have action plans, which we have infused also in this document as to what is going to happen moving forward. Part and parcel of what's going to happen is that we need to, one, after adopting this, is to develop a performance plan, more like an annual plan that tells us what is going to happen. And I think a lot of these things, and that is, I'm currently busy drafting that annual plan, of course, ending with this financial year. But secondly, it's about ensuring that we also create a space, Chair, for a review process of the strat plan, because it evolves over time. And that's part of and parcel of the action plans that the committee has agreed upon. And I believe that what Mr. Malazi is saying is that perhaps it might not be feasible for any further inputs on this document. But during the review process, further inputs and updating of the start plan, including situational plan, will take place. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable Malas, I was trying to finish what I'm saying because I cannot say we'll be having any other time for a strat plan. So what he is saying, I'm happy about that, because when you were proposing that, can we submit, and I was saying, okay, Mr. Mosenpen, and I was saying that strat plan needs a discussion, which it was 2 days. So I'm not having any problem of the review of strategic plan, but we are shaking your head. I'm mispresenting you. Let me give you chance to say what you wanted to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair, for that. I think I'm being intimidated, Chair. I think Teboho captured it, because my input was, should that be, how is it going to be then captured? Because Honourable Ralhoma opened that door to say that should members feel that there's contribution that they may need to make upon review of the document, we will welcome that. So I wasn't, that submission may have been the wrong way to use, but it was to say, in the event that there is, which channel are we then going to use to bring forth those ideas?
No, I'm happy of you reputing your utandi is cementing sisivangao, so semantics. So I'm saying, when we're saying that you must put, I was wondering, what time can we get to discuss your input? But now we are correcting yourself. Dademus, don't intimidate those who are still young. We are still young at heart only.
No, I was actually saying that I don't think Honorable Soul is going to have a problem with that. That's not intimidation.
I don't know, how did you know that he is intimidating you and now he's defending himself? Honorable members, I'm putting this document to be the true reflection of a very intensive discussion that we had whilst it was very raining and very cold in France, to be adopted.
No, I move that we adopt.
Honorable strike move to adopt the agenda.
The program.
The program, I'm sorry. No, he is doing what we have already were done, but let's
support him.
Saying that, I'm saying that let's adopt the red plan of this committee.
I move for adoption, Chairperson.
Honorable.
I second.
They must go and declare. We have the bottle of wine still in my room.
What happens in front of the
No. This is the family committee members. They gave us a bottle of wine.
Wolf wine.
Oh, I'm declaring to those who didn't go on the Anichalisela. Honorable members, it was a long day, and then now let's go to deliberation of oversight.
Thank you very much. I think I'll shoot straight to page number 5 on the objectives. Essentially, what we tried to capture here is that, you recall in the briefing last week, we said the departmental budget focuses largely on programs as opposed to facilities. However, you would have had interest and interactions with the likes of Lottery, who are building facilities, But I've just indicated also that through the ministerial outreach program, there's a sports trust program which also builds facilities. But also there's a program for sports for social change, which is a program that the department is running with the government of Germany. The purpose of that program also is to ensure that the rural communities are benefiting from programs, most importantly tangible legacies of sports facilities and equipment. So when you look at the objectives there, also focus is on the club development program, to be specific. It was stopped in 2012, and a pilot study was started in 2013. We've seen the results of that program to say Mofani district is doing well. So I think committee members, therefore, would be interested in knowing what is happening there in those provinces. This program of club development takes place in Limpopo and in KZN. Now, we don't have KZN here, but we have Limpopo in the oversight. Thirdly, it's around the provinces and how provinces spend their budgets. That discussion is going to take place at the provincial, with the provincial department and the academies. Their alignment and how budget is spent and problems that the department presented to see how the committee can assist. Fourthly is around the sport-focused schools program, which emerges from the school sport program, where number one, the department has indicated that there's about 18 sport sports-focused schools around the country, and that in the previous financial year, 28 athletes had been placed in these schools. Now, to the provinces that we're going to be visiting, we're going to be looking at what are the facilities, what is happening in the schools, what is the program that these athletes are involved into, and therefore look at, you know, how that program is functioning. I think members then will decide on the floor as to what is the purpose. The intention is to understand the impact of such programs to support talented athletes and to see if it's a working program. So looking at these objectives is to assess the use of DORA grant around provinces, to explore whether provincial plans are aligned to the mandate of SRSA of implementing NSRP vis-à-vis provincial outcomes, to assess the impact of facilities built for sports and recreation through the assistance of National Lottery and Sports Trust, to evaluate the standard and utilization of facilities that have been built as a result of 2010 FIFA World Cup project. Now, this is just a continuation because there are facilities that in the fourth parliament, members will not have had an opportunity to visit. So where such still exist and they have not been visited, that has been infused. To monitor the implementation of the implementation model on sport-focused schools in assisting talented athletes to achieve their athlete's potential. To monitor the feasibility of the model for club development currently being piloted in two provinces, and to provide on-site supervision of the implementation of the National Sports Awards Program by the department. So looking at now the program as outlined, as indicated earlier, with the permission of members, because this would come from the WIPS, is that we propose that the program starts on the 23rd of November, which is a Sunday. Now, there's two things that are happening on Sunday. I think this would also... there's that program of the department, the Nelson Mandela program and the Unite campaign. that are taking place this year, and they start on this weekend in Pretoria. So perhaps members will be interested in attending that. However, if then it is not the case, for the purpose of this program, it will start on the 23rd, just as an arrival, departing from whatever destinations on Sunday to get into Limpopo on Sunday. And then on the 24th, on Monday, the first visits and interaction starts. The first one being at Polokwane with the provincial department to get the briefing and update on the provincial sports plans, sports facilities development programs, the academy facilities, and the sports for social change program or facilities that are around. So there will be interaction and an on-site visit. Perhaps the first part of the day, and the second part would be traveling towards Tzaneen, to the school folk, sport focused schools, school, Ben Foster High School in Tzaneen, which is where some athletes are based, and to monitor and observe what is, how that program is running there. The 25th of November, which is the following day, which is a Tuesday, to look at the functioning of club development program, that pilot program that the department has initiated, where they've indicated that Mopani District seems to be doing well. So it's to understand what is it that is working well, so that members then can have a clearer view of what is happening in that program specifically. And visit another school which is based in Giani, the sport focus school, Hanyani Tumo High School. The school had received equipment and assistance from Sport Trust, but also they have received National Lottery grant of 96,000 to build sports facilities, just to check how that then is working. And stakeholders there, because the fact, the money that was requested for Sports Trust was to fix perhaps the cricket academy, which is based in this school, and the equipment. Of course, some of these things would have taken place a few years ago, especially the consumables like your equipment might not be at the standard that they may require. Now, the following day, on the same leg, going to Mpumalanga from Tzaneen, where will it be? Giani. Yeah, on the 26th, going towards Mpumalanga. You'll see on the 26th is just reserved for driving, and this is just to cover purposes of the distances that exist between the towns and Nelspruit, seeing that there's no airport from there's no flights from Polokwane to Nelspruit, and so I think ground transport would do on the day. And the following day, on a Thursday, then looking at being in Nelspruit or the areas around Nelspruit, there all the programs that have been funded in Limpopo, in Mpumalanga, are usually around Nelspruit. The department is there in Nelspruit. Same motion, update on the sports plans, use of the budgets and the dollar grants and alignment to the SRP, but also looking at the funding that was allocated to the provincial academy facility, the 2.4 million, and to look at the programs of the academy and what it covers with that money. Pay a visit to the schools, sport focus schools, Rob Ferreira, just outside Nelspruit in White River. One, there are athletes that the department is funding that are based in that school, and the department is also providing money to such schools, just to see how that money is assisting and empowering the school in general, and support that they are able to support athletes. So there are two schools there. One is in Nelspruit, Lowfeld High, and another one is on White River, Rob Ferreira. Those are the only two sport focus schools in Mpumalanga. See, the irony is that they are very close to each other. So people in Carolina, in Witbank, all have to move towards those schools in Nelspruit to benefit. But these are the schools identified. And then the following day, the program focuses on facilities that are funded by Sports Trust and National Lottery, including organizations that are funded by these two entities. The only program of the department on that Friday will be the Sport for Social Change program, and it's a Friday on that day. I'm yet to get the information from the department around this program, including specific information around clubs that are being assisted within the club pilot project of club development in Limpopo. So that information I've requested, and I think it's going to come in no time. So we'll infuse it in this. Academy has received monies. Mpumalanga Gymnastics from Lottery has received 1.5 million. The Mpumalanga JASK Union received that money from Lottery, and the Wrestling Federations has received that money. So the stakeholders will be engaged precisely to look at the programs that they have undertaken with this money. The last leg, when you look at the last page of that document, which will be in Gauteng on a Saturday morning, just that part where we're requesting a brief by the department around programs. So there's not going to be visit to facilities except to the academy, or to understand the provincial academy program, which could be in the same vicinity. Last time I checked, it was based at Ellis Park. Not sure if it's still that academy is still based at Ellis Park, but it would be interesting to get to find that information. Perhaps one, before we even go there, we'll just give details of what is going to happen after the briefing and so on. Then, if anything goes well, that whole Saturday would be a rest for members. On the following day, which is a Sunday, in the evening, will be the National Sports Awards, where SRSA, the popular sports awards that SRSA usually hold annually to incentivize and motivate the talent, the athletes that have achieved well during the course of the year. And this event is in Sandton on Sunday evening, the 30th. But this is the proposed programs, and I'm sure members would want to look at that program that I started with on the 23rd, if members are interested in attending. This might mean an extra day. This might mean, for traveling purposes, and traveling on the same day towards Limpopo from Pretoria. Thank you very much.
Thank you, honourable members. Any intake?
Jim, how much just to understand the Nelson Mandela Games? Are we saying that just starts on the 23rd?
That weekend, on the 22nd, so that will be the Friday leading to that Sunday. But because I think what we've seen previously is that until the oversight week starts, the house chair and the whips are many times reluctant to release members. So we've tried to put it as close as possible towards the oversight week.
Honourable members, except that I want to raise here with
I think one thing that has happened is that the minister has issued an invite precisely on that Nelson Mandela Day to the committee and the UNITE campaign. Remember, this is part of the bigger program of social cohesion that the department is busy involved in. So they had extended that invite to the department, to the committee.
It must be circulated in order that the members must diarise. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I want that members must assist me, I'm a chairperson, sometimes I'm a mother. I don't like that members must be taken for granted. I'm always trying to fight for members. We don't want that that office across is always detecting to our officials, where must we sleep? As I'm sitting here, for all those years that I'm here in Parliament, we've got a budget. What they are doing, that they were saying that they can take maybe a BNB, I'm just making an example because it's cheaper. I hate that. We're working very hard. We need hotels that are comfortable within our budget. You know what? Sometimes I'm always fighting with Unonceba that he's just a culprit against Angant or Kodwandi Beta Umtunyo. There are two hotels that are up to standard that were qualifying as members of parliament that we must be put in there. Your Holiday Inn and your Protea recently. But you'll get that building that will telling our staff that there are these preferable hotels because they are cheaper. Why? As if we are not budgeted for in what I don't like L19 of this parliament that telling each and every member what is right and what is wrong that you cannot do. L19 is saying that this is the budget for a member when he's sleeping. Let me just be blunt. It's 1,600. It's budgeted for each and every member that you cannot exceed that. We cannot want a 5-star, which is maybe is 2,000. But what they are doing, they will be taking all the quotations from e-hotels. They will decide to take the cheapest one. The cheapest one, even the things that are there, your bed, is going to be a cheap bed mattress. So, honorable members, we are working every now and then together with you. We are not excluding you, but because it's your bosses that sometimes they will tell you that you must. But I'm suspecting that we have your L19 as staff members. So I wanted that, I'm saying official, because Mr. Chabalala, every now and then when I'm meeting him, I'm always not fighting, putting these things. One other thing that I must ask in this meeting, whilst it's for another meeting, I don't want that EWPM is always hearing that I've fought for this committee, not committee knowing. I've got an executive secretary, honorable members. Content advice. Pumzi is a research. They are becoming my executive secretary whenever I've granted permission to go, because they will be taking e-calls from her, taking e-calls from Unonceba if it didn't go. I don't know why we have executive secretaries. We have asked as parliament, in last parliament, because of those problems. The former speaker agreed with the chairperson, house chairperson, and then with the, what you call, officials. I don't want that one other day they will be saying that maybe we want too much. We have executive secretaries that they are parcels, that they must work with me when I'm here, when I'm away. This one, whilst he's supposed to take notes, to listen, he's going to do everything, but I've got somebody who has paid being an executive secretary. I'm raising these things because I'm somebody who's just having an what is this? Dithetha nje, when I'm speaking, you must know that I'm always engaged in officials, but the very serious one, this one of executive, I'll take it with the House Chairperson. The one of Indawu Yokulala, sleeping place for the members, you can't be going to Abunengu to man. Okanye sharing the parts. There is a committee that did go for an oversight. They waiting for staff for members in a queue to get a bath. So I'm saying sometimes to be a member of parliament in South Africa, we are becoming nonentic as if we are not voted by the people. We need their respect. That's why we need to respect themselves first in order that they must respect us.
So, thank you for that. I think you've just said these are also our frustrations. However, I just need to highlight one thing. You'll see that some of the areas that we visit, Chair, are not so developed areas to extent that they may not even have proper Formula One or whatever type of a hotel. And I'm saying here, you know, if you are to look, for instance, if we are to move from Giyani driving towards, say, Nelspruit, we might finish at Giyani late in the evening. Now, one, since if our accommodation will be at Nelspruit, we might have to take a risk of driving that night or settle for finding an accommodation that is somewhere there in between.
Let me interrupt you. When we are doing program for members, you do according to the driving or to the flying, wherever you are going. You need not to want members to drive in the evening in order that they must not get a place to sleep. Go or come to me as Chairperson Nwip to try and assist if you don't know how to plan for a visit for e-members. That e-members, whenever you are doing their program, it must be in line with the distance and the accommodation. If sometimes we are going to Pizan where there's no hotel, we are fine. But if you are going in a place where there are hotel, decided not you, that we must take Formula One, we can't sleep to Formula One being members. I'm leading people who are decent. So, please, I'm taking upon myself that with my whip, let's sit down with the staff when they are planning for our visit, that we must be comfortable. We must have meetings. You know what, when we are going to these places, sometimes if we are taking longer, they leave you going to their homes. So we must plan accordingly, that we must get earlier, we must have a chance of doing whatever we're doing, and if we must drive while still horses and cattle are not vagabonding. So we need security also. Leave it, Tebu Womdanam, and there are things that you cannot avoid that are done by your committee section. Some of the things when as a staff you cannot do away, but what I'm saying, we need to be prejudiced. But I'll need to protect in members, because even your good self nine problems and in us, but you cannot share with us. Mna, I'll defend for my members.
Thank you, Chair. That I think we will note and consider when we do the operational program. I think what we have requested is the members' inputs on the program, if it satisfies. I think one thing that we agreed upon again, Chair, on the part of oversight during the strat plan, was to ensure that we provide permission for the researcher to gather information in this area to prior to members visiting, so that there's a pre-report from which we'll base all the discussions. And so I think that he'd also get a permission to do that once the committee adopts that resolution to say he must go. Although it's part of the work, I think, but the mandate should come from the committee.
Because we're not going to ask permission, it's a constituency week is given that we're going. So I'll be writing that letter. But according to my understanding, the committee section, they do understand and know that when our president are going somewhere, an advance team, we need our own advance team as members. So remind me to write a letter by tomorrow in order that they must have and plan accordingly. That's where it is going to assist us, this thing of driving late or earlier. If we do have an advance team, it does come and report to you in the office in order that we must plan accordingly. Because you cannot know when we are going to Eastern Cape, Ukuba, how many distance between Umtata Nembizan, how many distance between East London NEF farms which are in PE. You need an advanced team in order that they must tell us what is in there. Do we have hotels there? Do we have BNB? Do we have hotels that will be waiting for other members to get in and out? In some other hotels, you do wait even for an iron. You will be waiting in some smaller nyana room to wait to iron your things like that. We need, I will write a letter for Mpumzi. Is it Mpumzi only? Not
yeah.
You?
No, it's Mpumzi.
Oh, okay. Is it? Are we not finished, comrade? You? Honorable members, I'm just tired. Which are those trees? Honorable members, I'm being whipped, and I do enjoy that. You cannot be whipped because you are chairperson. Announcement, bilateral meetings with the delegation from Germany, meeting regarding the appointment of members for the appeal board for safe sport. Oh. The announcement, but it's not bearing, especially this 7.2. Look at that. 7.1, let's give it to Mpums. Please, honorable member, we're about to...
Chair, I think you skipped an item of adopting this report or this proposal.
Can we adopt the proposal of the oversight program? Honorable Malaz?
Yes, by raising my hand, I propose that.
Yes. Honorable Malaz is proposing. Honorable Mabel?
Seconded.
Thank you. Except that the only thing that we didn't say anything, the international visit, if you don't start now to apply, woe unto us. I'm telling you, I've said in our first meeting of the management, and I even said that the research, somebody must research, which country, or maybe let's say that which country we think that we are going to go there. Sometimes it's upon the whole committee a proposal or to somebody who's researching, who has got an insight of what we want to achieve as a committee. And that research work, it needs to be taken immediately to the application to the House Chairperson. It needs to be earlier. So let's remind you.
policy mode. Dear honourable members, if we don't apply in time, we see other committees taking the oversight, international or Africa. Tina, we do have even Africa responsibility on the spot. You see what Banyana Banyan is doing with these countries. Okay, sir.
Thank you, Chair. I think the researcher is better positioned to guide us on that. Part of the announcement, I think members also just to reflect that the program was adopted with the indication that perhaps we won't be participating in the Nelson Mandela, if I get, because I didn't get any inputs on that. We won't be participating. All right, thanks.
No. Let me listen carefully. I didn't hear that.
That the program starts on Sunday, this one of the oversight, and I had indicated that it is done so because wanting to run away from permission, the chief whip not approving the oversight starting on a Friday, continuing until Sunday and throughout the week until the next Monday, starting from the 22nd, which is a Friday.
Say something about Nelson Mandela, which date that we are invited for, because we cannot not go there. We want it.
The Nelson Mandela starts on the weekend of the 22nd. It's a Saturday, the 22nd of November. Members are due to depart to Limpopo on the 23rd. Yes, on the program. The Unite campaign and the Nelson Mandela are on the 22nd. The 23rd is the departure towards Limpopo, and members are invited to attend. And so the program as adopted does not indicate if members would want to attend that. So I think it was closed at that.
We're not yet invited. We have an official invitation now. Let's facilitate the application. And the motivation is going to be saying that we are going there our right as e-sport, that it's our day, that we must be there, and we have been invited, and it will include our oversight. So we do want a motivation on that. We must apply maybe separately, indicating that e-members have been invited whilst they're also going there. Ne? Says it in your song.
I think, Chairperson, those who want to go and attend on the 22nd, they must just avail themselves so that when you do the application, knowing exactly how many members will be attending the 22nd event before they just go to Limpopo. Thanks.
No, you are right. Sometimes we don't have the same interest as members. Debu, Mamu Sune, usabong Sune, Mamu Sune, you must communicate with the members, asking those who have got interest of attending E22nd, and then yourself and Unonceba. I don't know who's applying, but immediately that the names of members are submitted, we start to apply immediately. 22nd, Fuchan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think these are just announcements on the last point number 7. You recall the meeting with the German the German delegation. Members did request a brief around programs, and I think the researcher is still currently busy with that brief. Hopefully by the end of the day, if not tomorrow, that brief will be circulated to members, just to understand whether
programs of collaboration that are currently in place with the department, yes, and the German and the government of Germany. So that meeting is scheduled.